Welcome into hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. And remember, to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Well, spring training, it's our preview. It does continue right here in hour number two. And such a pleasure, as always, to welcome in from YSR, Andy Pondillo. Good to have you back again this week.
Always exciting with spring training rolling on. You know, not too many big injuries yet, other than Yu Darvish. That's what you always watch out for in spring training, are big names going down early.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's head out to the NL East. Let's talk about the Washington Nationals. Of course, last year, Andy, in 2014, 96-66, their manager, Matt Williams. I mean, what's your prediction this year in terms of, can they get 100 wins?
I think I'm the only person in America that's not predicting the Nationals to win the NL East this year. And I like to roll the dice a little bit. I really like the Marlins this year. That's not even knocking the Nationals, because I think they come back as a strong team. They're more playoff tested, an extremely strong rotation that got even better with Max Scherzer, and then a lineup that can be devastating when everybody stays healthy. This is truly the most complete team in all of baseball. But again, if they stay healthy, they have too many guys that are just injury guys on this team. Bryce Harper, an injury guy. Ryan Zimmerman's become an injury guy. Defensively, liabilities on the field. I don't know. I just don't like this team to be as good as some people think they are, but you may not have to be. You can win 88 games. You can win 90 games and get to the postseason and still run the table. I think they're a playoff team. I just think they're a wild card.
Andy, talk to me about Max Scherzer, because obviously he was the biggest name on the free agent pitching market last year. He lands a 7-year deal paying out $210 million. Do you think the move to the Nationals, that it will pay dividends because you've got a better defense behind you? And can he continue? Can he continue to post those elite numbers?
It pays dividends right now. The second half of that contract could be pretty ugly. I mean, Max Scherzer has been great these last two seasons, but he's not the type of pitcher that's put up Cy Young caliber numbers for 4 or 5 years. So what makes you believe he's going to do it for 7? You know, sometimes I don't get the logic of these big contracts, but you know, if that's what someone's willing to pay you, they say you're worth it. So Scherzer, I think, is going to be good for them right now. You pair him with Strasburg. You pair him with Jordan Zimmerman. That 1-2-3 is going to be as good as it gets. Again, if they stay healthy, Strasburg, another injury guy. So if they can keep this whole team intact, it looks beautiful on paper. The Nationals, they have a lot of big contracts on that team now. They've got to win it in the next few years, because this could be a Philly situation where 3 or 4 years down the road, you have a lot of old guys in big deals and they don't really produce very well. Then you're just stuck.
Hey, it is our spring training preview tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've invited back Andy Pondillo right here from YSR. He is our go-to guy, our guru when we talk about MLB. Right now, we're zeroing in on the Washington Nationals. Of course, as I just said in the open, 96-66. Last year, they were first in the NL East. And obviously, one of the burning questions, Andy, is can Ryan Zimmerman, can he handle first? Can he make that move from third to first?
He should be able to make the move. That doesn't mean he's going to be an elite defender. I think if you've played infield at any position, you should be able to convert to first base as a part of just the athleticism of baseball. If you play middle infield, you know, you're used to going deep in the hole and making the throw against your body. You play third base, you're used to that quick reaction of a liner. You might get to first base. So they should be able to handle it. It's just there's some nuances to angles when you're trying to throw to second base and not hit the runner, how to throw it to your pitcher covering first base. And, you know, you got to know what type of athlete you have running in from the pitcher's mound. Do you fire it over at him? Do you underhand it? Do you take it to first base yourself? How do you hold runners? So there's a lot of nuances to changing positions, but the athleticism part, I think you should be able to handle. And what's good for him is he doesn't have to make that throw anymore with the bad right shoulder.
How concerned are you in terms of with those injuries that he's had in the past and how that could impact his play moving forward?
I would be very concerned, because it just seems to keep biting him. Fortunately, again, he doesn't have to throw with that right shoulder like he was at third base. And then, you know, when he's swinging the bat as a right-handed hitter, your right shoulder isn't as involved as your left, because the left is where you follow through at the end of the swing. So, you know, he might be okay. But if I've learned anything with certain players, If it's not one thing, it's another. If it's not one this thing, it's another. It just seems there's injury players, and they have too many of those guys on one team. You know, the guy that was really phenomenal last year and maybe the guy they have to depend on for a lot of run production is Anthony Rendon. Young guy, doesn't seem like he's too dinged up yet. So if he can stay healthy throughout the year, I think he's a better hitter than Bryce Harper already. But, you know, the mainstream media, they're not going to lead you to believe that.
Well, and it is interesting, too. We had a chance to talk earlier. You're really not sold completely on Bryce Harper. You're not a Harper guy, are you?
Not at all. The raw ability's there, and I think that he could be a 20 home run, a 90 RBI type guy. And I think he's a good guy to have in your lineup, a great athlete, a guy that's going to play hard. He plays the game the right way, but just too many injuries now. So early in his career, he's going to be the guy you got to fear. He's going to crash into a wall constantly. So, I mean, I like him. It's just I don't think he's the top five MLB player that a lot of people were projecting. I think he might factor in to be more of a Hunter Pence type player once he maxes out.
Okay, one of the things I want to ask you, Andy, how big of a loss? I mean, who was the biggest offensive loss that the Washington Nationals had in the offseason?
Well, that's got to be Adam LaRoche, a very consistent guy. And this guy was maybe not the biggest guy on the team. He's not the superstar, not the guy that's going to sell tickets, but he was the consistent hitter. Adam LaRoche, a very consistent career. You know you're going to get 23, 25 home runs. You know you're going to get 80 RBI. You know he's going to get on base over a 330 clip. I mean, the guy is just absolutely consistent in putting up those types of numbers. Not an all-star, but you have to have guys like this on your team because you know what you're going to get year in and year out. That's why they're hoping Zimmerman can move over to first base, have a healthy season, and substitute the loss of production they're going to have from LaRoche.
Okay, we are so glad you're joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love for you to chime in on the conversation as we break down spring training preview. It is here. You can, of course, check us out at Twitter, at eRadioSports. And Andy, tell the listeners where they can look at your wonderful blog.
They can go to climbingtowelshill.com, all one word, and that's where you have Astros news and notes, my podcast, mostly Houston-based.
Okay, just a couple quick more questions about the Washington Nationals. Since we're talking about defense, I mean, who begins the season in left field?
Well, I think that's probably got to be Jason Worth. I think they like Bryce Harper over there in right. Denard Span, who's hurt right now, go figure, another hurt guy on the Nationals. He's going to probably start the year in center. What's good about all three of these outfielders is that they have center field experience, they have range, and not many teams in the major leagues could say they have three true type center fielders in the outfield. I definitely think Jason Worth goes out into left.
Okay, we have talked so much about things defensively, but not about the pitching rotation. I mean, how much depth do the Nationals have?
Well, they have a ridiculous amount of depth to where they've probably considered at some point trading Steven Strasburg or Jordan Zimmerman after Max Scherzer, kind of to reload on those prospects and, you know, think more towards the future. So what doesn't happen is what I said, is that in 3 or 4 years they're stuck with a bunch of bad contracts they can't get out of. Right now it's a beautiful thing, it's as deep as it gets, but none of them have been exceptionally playoff proven other than Max Scherzer with the Detroit Tigers. I think that's why they went and got him. They want a guy that can help them get out of that NLDS that they've been stuck on.
Oh, it's an intriguing team to watch. Of course, we're talking about the Washington Nationals right here in the NL East. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. Andy Pondillo will be joining us once again on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. We will be right back with much, much more tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.